And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 3rd of August, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet Hayden Carruth, born Waterbury, Connecticut, 1921, who lived in a small cabin in rural Vermont, supported himself as a freelance book reviewer and a ghostwriter. First collection came out in 1959, The Crow and the Heart. He kept writing, publishing poems from that little cabin without giving any readings or making any public appearances for about 20 years. Today is the 50th birthday of the only man without a graduate degree to win a Nobel Prize in the sciences, and that is Koichi Tanaka, born in Toyama, Japan, 1959. Won the Nobel Prize in chemistry in 2002 for a discovery he made when he was only 25 years old, when he found a new and better way to analyze biological macromolecules, such as proteins. Contribution integral to drug research and development, to the early detection of ovarian, breast, and prostate cancers, and studying the spread of malaria, and finding out which substances made during food production may be harmful. He won the Nobel Prize in chemistry, although his education was in electrical engineering. He did that because he thought it'd be easier to get a job with that degree. And he went to work for a manufacturer of scientific instruments and medical equipment called Shimadzu Corporation. They put him to work in research and development in the analytical instruments division to, and I'm quoting now, to search for a matrix that would enable non-destructive ionization of macromolecules by efficiently absorbing the laser energy. In other words, looking for a way to analyze macromolecules such as proteins with an instrument called a mass spectrometer, but to do it in such a way as to leave the protein intact. In the past, the process of ionizing or giving them an electrical charge caused the macromolecule to fragment into tiny pieces. Since Koichi Tanaka had majored in electrical engineering, he had a very limited background in chemistry. He knew a lot less than other researchers in this area and had to work his way by trial and error. And as it turned out, his lack of knowledge was an advantage. At the time, most chemists thought that it was impossible to ionize protein molecules. But because Tanaka wasn't aware of what other chemists thought, he tried things that everyone else knew would not work, and somehow they did. And his discovery led to huge advances in chemistry and medical and veterinary science and pharmaceuticals and food science over the past 2 decades. Here's a poem for today by Ronald Wallace, The Student Theme. The adjectives all ganged up on the nouns, insistent, loud, demanding, inexact, their Latinate constructions flashing. The pronouns lost their reference. They were dangling, lacked the stamina to follow the prepositions lead in, on, into, to, toward, for, or from. They were beset by passive voices and dead metaphors, conjunctions shouting but or and. The active verbs were all routinely modified by adverbs that endlessly and colorlessly ran into trouble with the participles sitting on the margins, knitting their brows like gerunds. Dangling was their problem, too. The author was nowhere to be seen, was off somewhere. The Student Theme by Ronald Wallace, from The Uses of Adversity, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.